No ruby slippers, no sled called Rosebud. But there are ashtrays, lamps, a gumball machine, and two portraits of John F. Kennedy, all from various Woody Allen films, and all for sale right now up in Massachusetts. A lawsuit the director brought against his longtime producer necessitated the sale of items that had been stored for years in an immense warehouse in Queens, New York. Dan Meter is running the sale. He joins us from Amesbury, Massachusetts. So it's a pretty popular event, I hear.
Yes, it's been a great event so far.
All kinds of people. I wonder, I always loved Diane Keaton's clothes, the things that she wore in Annie Hall. So could I buy one of her vests or one of her ties?
I'm afraid that we don't have that. There was a costume warehouse that they started after radio days. But the prior things, Annie Hall and those earlier films, they didn't have a prop house back then.
Oh, too bad. But are you selling costumes at the moment or only props?
It's just props at the moment. They've approached me to purchase the costume warehouse as well, but that's another whole separate warehouse in Manhattan.
Okay,
so
well,
that will be in the future.
Okay, well, in terms of the props then, tell it, what is the most Woody Allen-ish stuff you have there for sale?
Well, I have things that were specifically made for some of the films, such as Small Time Crooks. There was a cookie shop, a cookie factory. I have things that were made for the cookie factory, all the signage, for advertising the different types of cookies, that kind of thing. Everything that was in that film, basically, I had.
Uh-huh. And tell us about some of the other things. What is the oddest Woody Allen thing?
I have the safe that Woody broke into in the film also. That's kind of fun. I have the eat and die signs that you would have seen in Deconstructing Harry. He sits at his kitchen table, and they're right behind him practically through the whole film.
You mean that he hangs a sign on the wall that says eat and die?
Yeah, there's a big sign that says eat, and then a big one that says die underneath it. It's kind of a unique thing, and I've had a lot of interest in that. I also have the instruments from hell in Deconstructing Harry. Men were walking around in loincloths, and they had these staffs, and Billy Crystal was the devil.
Oh, so you could buy the devil's trident or whatever
it
was.
That
could come in handy, I suppose.
Yes.
And what kinds of prices are these things going for?
We run the whole gamut because we have everything that you can imagine. If you think of one of Woody's films, they're jam-packed with props. He has everything from ashtrays, finger bowls, all the way small individual things that would be a dollar, all the way up to great things, nice pieces of furniture, lighting, that would be into thousands of dollars.
Yeah,
into a few thousand. But I think the most expensive thing that we have is probably around $2,800, $3,000.
And are they coming from all over the country to this sale?
Oh, geez. We have had people that drove up from Washington, D.C. We've had people from Virginia, from Texas, from California. We've had phone calls from London. I actually had to ship out one of the prop guitars from Sweet and Lowdown that Sean Penn used. Everyone's having a ball. It's just a blast. You know, there's a lot of bizarre stuff here, and the people are getting a real kick out of it. You know, we have it set up in room settings like Woody would have had in the film, so it makes it even much more intriguing. You know, the people see it as it was displayed, and it's great. It's great fun. We're giving out free popcorn, and the people come in with the music blaring from the soundtracks. It's just been a blast.
And Mr. Meter, have you tucked anything away for your own personal collection?
I kept a couple of things. Yeah.
What are they? Or are you not going to tell?
No, I kept some of the things that were just key elements, but things that weren't one of a kind, but just things from specific films. Like I kept a couple of the signs from the Cookie Factory just because I found them intriguing. There was one room of light bulbs in the prop house, so I'll never have to buy another light bulb in my entire life. So I have 10,000 watt light bulbs if anybody needs any.
You see?
Great big beach balls, 10,000 watts.
Now Woody Allen can always say he shed light. There you go.
This is true.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Dan Meter spoke with us from the McInnes Gallery in Amesbury, Massachusetts, where the sale of props from Woody Allen's films will continue through the end of next week.